It started as a legend. One of the greatest of all.
A thousand years we've kept it hidden.
To protect Earth from what was destined to arrive.
Optimus Prime, you destroyed your home. Do you seek redemption?
My maker, I do.
Your daughter, what would you say to her?
Brush your teeth, work hard. Stay away from any boy in a band, especially a drummer.
These are troubled times. Without leaders, chaos reigns. Two worlds colliding. You're all that stand in its way.
And now the greatest mission of them all, to turn the tide of human history.
The imminent destruction of everything we know and love begins.
I'm not leaving you.
When all seems lost, a few brave souls can save everything we've ever known.
The operation is over.
We're not giving up on Prime, okay?
I want to stay, and I want to fight them.
For my world to live, yours must die.
It is the last day of movie month. Yes, it's the 30th day of movie month. And in those 30 days, I watched 30 movies and did 30 podcasts. And this is the last one right here.
Hello. If you can hear this, it's already too late. Movie month is over. 30 days, 30 movies, 30 podcasts. And it all ends with this movie. Academy Award nominee Mark Wahlberg. Academy Award winner Anthony Hopkins. And Optimus Prime. Star in a Michael Bay film, a Sony Pictures classic, Transformers: The Last Night. Get it? Get it? It's the last night of movie month, and I watched a movie called The Last Night. That clever pun was better than the movie I just watched. Now, in the past, not all of my day 30 movies have been great. If we look back, the first day 30 movie was Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Terrific book. Not a great movie. The second year, I believe it was... Okay, it was a little better, because I believe the second year was... No, the third year was Hateful Eight. The fourth year was Oh, man, I get so mixed up. Last year was Baby Driver. I don't remember what the second year is. Oh, Interstellar. So that was a big movie. So, okay, maybe they were mostly good movies. Baby Driver, Interstellar was a big movie. Interesting movie. Hateful Eight was a great movie. Okay, maybe Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter is the only one that isn't considered a good movie. But I dare say that it's the worst, because I think I watched the worst one today. Yeah, Transformers, The Last Night. I mean, Michael Bay, he makes Transformers movies now. He'll make little movies here and there. He made that with Pain and Gain with Marky Mark. He made and The Rock. He also made the, like, was it 13 Hours or 12 Hours? So he makes these other movies that aren't giant robot spectacles, but he always seems to come back to these. I remember he was supposed to be done. And... like, I think he was going to end with three, end with the old Shia LaBeouf trilogy. But no, he came back for four with Marky Mark, and I don't know if it's a new trilogy. I don't know if we're done. This one didn't make as much as the other ones, but it still made money worldwide. I would assume it's still a moneymaker. And I would assume there will be a Transformers 6. I mean, I do know there's already a spinoff. Bumblebee's getting his own movie with John Cena in it. I don't know if it's set back a prequel to these movies, but in the sense of completion, there's good, you'll probably see Bumblebee on this list someday in the future. And if they keep making Fast and Furious movies, if they keep making Transformers movies, and now if they keep making Pirates movies, they will always find a home at Fans Not Experts Movie Month. Yes, maybe I'll shit on them. Sure. But that doesn't matter. Sometimes big giant spectacle movies are worth seeing just for the big giant spectacle, which I watched on my 5-inch friggin' phone. This movie was 2.5 hours long, okay? You know how early I had to wake up to finish this movie? I'm away. I'm on a vacation. I'm visiting family. I'm up in the middle of nowhere, New York. If you look far enough down this road, you'll think you're in North Carolina, because I assume it's still there. There's like a house. There's one house that has chicken wire that's holding a German Shepherd back. There's another house that has a Confederate flag hanging up. And it's all like farmland and stuff, but my cousin isn't a farmer. He has a nice house. And we joke about him being in the boonies. And that's where I am right now. I'm sitting upstairs in a nice air conditioned room. You probably hear the air conditioning rumbling in the background because it's 90 friggin' degrees and my dog is old and he needs the cool air to cool down. So that's what he's got right now. And that leaves me here with a few moments to talk about this dumb movie. There were things in it that I liked. Yeah, I like giant special effects. I like some transforming robots. The fact that Anthony Hopkins, will do anything now. I mean, you think Thor is a bad movie. Not a bad movie. You think Thor is like a step down for someone like Anthony Hopkins. No, Thor is like great theater compared to Transformers. Luckily, his character's dead. Yeah, I'm spoiling it. I don't care. I couldn't even... Let me see if I can go through the plot of this. So, before everything, these robots have been here. Way back in medieval times, we're talking King Arthur, Merlin, all that stuff that we thought was just myth was real. And the way that Merlin and King Arthur's team won the day was by the help of a transformer, a bunch of these transformers who are joined to be a dragon, I believe, I think. And these transformers are called knights, and they join to be a dragon, and they help kill the bad guys. Now, I have some sort of memory of Optimus Prime in the last one learning about the knights, I think, and wanting to fly off to Cybertron, to his planet, to learn who his creator is. So we got that going, too, in the current time. He's just kind of frozen through space. He looks, you know, like he's frozen, literally. And luckily, he lands perfectly on Cybertron. And this woman, I couldn't tell you her name. It's like, maybe it's Quintessa, something like that, or Quintessa. She's a robot herself, but she's the creator of them. They might have explained how she created them or why she created them. I didn't get any of that from this. It was just a lady-looking robot who apparently created all the robots, all the Transformers. And now she needs Optimus Prime to go back to Earth. And so she captures Optimus Prime, turns him evil, and needs him to go back to Earth to retrieve this staff. Now, this staff was given to Merlin back in olden times to help save the day. I don't know what the hell the staff did. I don't know if the staff means you can control the dragon. I have no idea. But the staff, and there's a medallion that goes with the staff. So, okay, that's in the olden times. Optimus Prime needs to go back and steal the staff for this woman, and she's not calling him Nemesis Prime. And I think we learn that Earth has these giant horns coming out of it. And Unicron, the planet, is going towards Earth. This is all in one movie. Going towards Earth. And we learn that Earth is actually... Oh, I'm sorry. Earth is actually Unicron. In the olden days, Earth was Unicron. And Cybertron, which is where the Transformers are from, they're going to join forces and... They're going to kill Earth off and become one giant planet, I think. So that's Optimus Prime's job, to go steal the staff so that all this can happen, I think. So then we are back on Earth, and there is, like, robots are here now. Like, they're illegal, even though Castro lets them hang out in Cuba. Castro's still alive? I'm confused. But in Cuba, where, of course, Fast and the Furious is happening too, I'm sure. Maybe that's why Tyrese isn't in this movie at all. I don't remember. Did he die in the other ones? I have no idea. Okay, so they're saying there's these, like, off, you know, no people zones. I don't know. Off, you can't go. No prohibition. I don't even know the words. This movie's so dumb and big and silly and just, okay. So there's these places where you can't go. Like, I think all of Chicago is a no living zone. I can't even think of words. This movie's ruined words for me. So we just have some kids randomly going through, you want to see a dead robot? And they were going through the streets of Chicago, which is all rubble, I believe, from the last movie. And they come across a teenager who has her own little robot. And they're like, get out of here. And some of the robots all of a sudden start coming back to life because they're alive, of course. And these robots are bad, I suppose. And then Marky Mark shows up and he's like, hey, you kids, what are you doing? Say hi to your ma for me. And then he helps the kids. And with his robots, he's got John Goodman's robot with a beard. He's got Bumblebee and some other robots. And they fight the bad robots. At the same time, Marky Mark jumps up onto one ship and sees a robot that looks like a knight or almost like a samurai. I couldn't quite tell what he was. And he's like, here's a seal. And Marky Mark's like, what are you talking about? What do you mean I got a seal? And the guy's like, here's the seal. So Marky Mark just happens to find this exact robot in Chicago in the exact street with the seal from olden times that Merlin had. And though that who has the seal, I guess... has nothing to do with the staff, because then I thought, okay, that means Marky Mark is going to hang out, grab the staff. No, it doesn't mean that. At the same time as that crap's going on, these military guys come in and they're like, "We're going to kill you. You're wanted, Marky Mark. We need to kill all these robots." And Marky Mark's like, "No." So kids, get out of here. And I'm going to go this way to save them. And then a robot butler shows up and says, "Mr. Marky Mark, we would like you, your presence, to help save the world." And this robot butler takes Marky Mark to England. I think they just fly off to England really quick. And that's where Anthony Hopkins is. Anthony Hopkins is a rich dude who is a keeper of the Witwickies, I believe. Witwicky is the family of Shia LaBeouf. And they actually show pictures of all these Witwickies, and Shia LaBeouf is there. And one of them, it looked like it was a funny picture, but I think it was like, it looked like Even Stevens' years. So he's bringing Marky Mark in because I don't know why, but Marky Mark can talk to them. He doesn't know that Marky Mark has the seal yet, I think. I have no idea. At the same time, Sir Anthony Hopkins brings in a sexy teacher from Oxford who teaches about Merlin because she learned from her father. And it turns out that in truth, she's from the line of Witwickies, and there's like, they thought the line, I think he said they thought the line died off. Does that mean that Shia LaBeouf is dead? I am completely flabbergasted by what the hell I was watching. And, you know, I'm watching it and I'm trying to grasp it. I'm like, I'm staring at the screen. I'm listening to the words. And I'm just going, how much longer is this movie? Why did I choose this movie?
Yay, it's the last day of movie month. Sad, it's the last day of movie month. Okay, so I'm still going with this plot. So he goes, so she's like, we need you, and you need you, Mark. You, Mark, to work together. I feel like Mark Wahlberg is like 20 years older than this girl, but of course they fall in love. So they are going to look for the staff, right? Is that it? And they find the staff in an ancient ship, and they find it in Merlin's grave. And when she grabs it, it looks like a piece of wood. When she grabs it, it turns into the staff. So yada, 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 they're fighting for the staff. And at the same time, we got Buster Bluth from Veep, who is a physicist who's figuring out how to help save Earth because there's something coming. And it turns out Cybertron is coming to attach itself to Earth and take it over. How many times have we seen things, this Earth's going to take over that Earth or terraform this Earth, blah, 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 blah. Oh, Josh Duhamel, or whatever the hell his name is, he's back. Stanley Tucci was in other Transformers movies, wasn't he? He played Merlin in this movie for like 10 seconds. Why? I don't know. What's his name? The Jesus, Barton Fink? I can't think of the freak. John Turturro was in this movie. He was in all the other Transformers movies. He's in this in Cuba hanging out with the Transformers. He makes a couple phone calls. That's it. I how much longer can I talk about this movie? So let me get to the long run. Okay, so somehow the girl gets the staff, then she loses the staff. I literally do not know how she lost the staff, but the bad guy came, the bad Quintessa came, and she has the staff. Nemesis Prime shows up. He starts fighting the robots. Then Bumblebee finds his voice. He's like, "What's up, Optimus Prime?" And Optimus Prime is like, "Wait a minute, I'm not Nemesis Prime, I'm Optimus Prime." And just like that, he's no longer bad. I mean, he's bad for like 10 seconds in this movie. Then we have this giant explosion. Everyone needs to get out because Buster Bluth figured out that if you hit this thing in the right spot, it'll blow up everything and Earth will be saved. So they start doing it, and all the Earthlings and the robots are like, "Let's get out of here!" And they jump and they go away. But Marky Mark has to go back to get the staff, or the girl does. I don't even know if they get the staff. I don't think they do, because they end up somehow they get frozen in time, and then Optimus Prime saves them, and everyone's like, "Oh no, they're dead!" And then all of a sudden, you see this epic shot of the Optimus Prime truck driving out, and they're in the truck, and then they're like, "Maybe we should go on a date." And he's like, "Yeah, okay." And then Optimus Prime gives his speech that he gives at the end. He's like, "There is a great disturbance. More is coming. There is much we don't know about this planet Earth, because Earth has something inside it, like Unicron, which I believe Unicron was Orson Welles in the original Transformers cartoon. Look it up, I think." And he's like, "Autobots, it's time to go home." And I think he means home as Cybertron, but Cybertron is like right upstairs, right in the sky, so they can just fly home there. And he's like, "We have much to do, and we have hopefully other movies to do it. Autobots, roll out." So the Autobots roll out, and then we cut over to a desert, and this is like the credits are starting to roll, and this creature shows up, or this woman shows up in the desert, and these guys are like, "What are you doing there?" And she's like, "You shouldn't be messing with that. I'll tell you how to kill this." And he's like, "What are you talking about?" And then a little flash goes over her face, and turns out she's a human version of the robot lady that was trying to turn Prime bad. I think, my God, what have I done? I wasted 2.5 hours of my life. I'm never going to get that time back, but that's okay, because that's who I am. I'm a guy who watches bad movies sometimes, watches great movies sometimes, but whatever I do, I watch a movie every day in June, and I've done it again. This is my fifth year of doing this. So in the last 5 years, I've watched 150 movies. That sounds like a lot of movies. Maybe people watch more. Maybe if someone watches a movie a week, if you watch a movie a week, you're watching 52 movies a year. That doesn't sound like a lot. Like, oh, one movie a week, big deal. I watch 150 movies in the last 5 years, which sounds like a lot. But if you spread it out over a year, you know, it's like 2 a month. But I don't do that. I very rarely watch movies unless they're big spectacles. I very rarely watch movies outside of the month of June, unless my wife wants to watch something, or there's something that you have to go see, like Star Wars or Superman or something. Instead, I put them all in June, and I've done it again. I have never missed a day in 5 years. I came close. I mean, I fell asleep before I posted Ant-Man. I was like posting that at 11:55. The campaign, I remember running home going, I typed a blog. I watched this movie. It was funny. Boom. Posted by midnight. It didn't matter. I still had the picture. I still watched the movie, and we did it again. I want to give some thanks to people. I want to give thanks to my brother, Sean, for retweeting everything. Cousin Brandon for retweeting some things. Scoop Riches, Paul, you for retweeting everything. He's been retweeting me for years. I want to thank Chris for giving me some movies and actually subscribing to the podcast and listening. Thank you. I want to thank my dog for sleeping on the couch in the bed right here while I got to go downstairs and eat breakfast. Listen, the podcast is Geek Mentality. You can find it on iTunes. You might not hear from me for a while, but maybe you will. I always want to do something, so maybe you will hear from me. Maybe you won't. Who knows? But stay subscribed. Tuck it away at the bottom of your podcast app and just forget about it. If you don't hear from me at all, you will start hearing from me when Stranger Things comes back, and you definitely will hear from me next June, unless, you know, something seriously bad happens to me. But hopefully, let's knock on wood here. All right. On Twitter, you know it's Geek Mentality. On Instagram, you know it's Geek Mentality. Facebook, we already went through this. It's Fans Not Experts. The website is fansnotexperts.com. At this point, you know all these things. I'm going downstairs to have a giant effing pancake with an egg put in the middle of it. I'm excited. My cousin makes these things. It is amazing. And then I'm going to have to go for a walk to walk this thing off. And then I'm going to sit by a pool all day. And you know what I'm not going to do after today? You know what I'm not going to do tomorrow? I'm not going to watch a movie tomorrow, and it's going to feel weird. I'm not going to podcast tomorrow, and it's going to feel weird. I'm not going to put a picture of myself up and blog and post it here and post it there, and it's going to feel weird because I've been doing this for 30 days. Day one was the Han Solo movie. That seems like a lifetime ago already, and it's only 29 days ago. But that's it. I am done. So thank you very much for sticking with this. Thank you very much for listening, for subscribing. And I got nothing else. I have nothing else. And let's hope that they don't make another Transformers movie. I know I got to see Bumblebee, but hopefully that's not 6 hours long. Let's hope Michael Bay doesn't make another Transformers movie for a couple of years. So we just get a little break. But until that time, or until next June 1st, or until Stranger Things come back, I'm out of here. So thank you one more time. And for the last time in June, ladies and gentlemen, here is my theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.